And hello, everybody. This is Sports Talk Chicago's second Saturday night special. I'm John Zagluel, and I just want to give you a quick preview of what this podcast is going to be like. Of course, this is an experimental podcast, and basically, it'll just be a debate of a current sports issue or topic, the good sides of it, the bad sides of it, and then I will pick who has the better argument, and I will state my opinion on why I agree with that certain side. So tonight's big debatable topic regards Major League Baseball, and the big question is instant replay a good addition in Major League Baseball? Now, I'm sure you are all aware that this season, beginning this season, Major League Baseball will add a almost like a football challenge system where the manager will get to challenge certain calls by the umpires. And I have the exact rules of the challenge, so I just want to go over them quickly. Keep in mind, managers will have at least one challenge to use. If any portion of a challenged play is overturned, then the manager who challenged the play will retain the ability to challenge one more play during the game. No manager may challenge more than two plays in a game. Once the manager has exhausted his ability to challenge plays during the game and after the beginning of the seventh inning, the crew chief may choose to invoke instant replay on any reviewable call. Home run and other boundary calls will remain reviewable under the procedures in place last season. A designated communication location near home plate will be established at all 30 MLB parks. There, the crew chief and at least one other major league umpire will have access to a hardwired headset connected to the replay command center, which will remain at MLB Advanced Media headquarters in New York. Major League umpires will be staffed as replay officials at the Replay Command Center. After viewing video feeds, the replay official will make the ultimate determination of whether to overturn the call based on the continuing standard of whether there is clear and convincing evidence. Instant replay will be utilized during some televised games and spring training for the purposes of educating on-field personnel on the rules of the new system. So, you know, this new policy really gets rid of managerial objections and arguments and disputes over a missed call by an umpire, and that is the main reason why many are in favor of this program, is because there is no wasted time with managers kicking dust on the umpires, maybe throwing bases, throwing their hats, and yelling and screaming on the top of their lungs. And instead of more infuriated ejections, we can have a peaceful way to resolve a conflict or human error made by an umpire on the base paths or just in anywhere. Any call now can be reviewed and actually can be overturned with conclusive evidence. Keep in mind that word conclusive is key, and that will be debated on the bad side of things coming up a little bit later. But I mean, I have to say here, my true opinion is I am all in favor of this. You know, Major League Baseball has been adopting the old techniques, and they haven't really added any new technology or reviewing plays until a few years ago when they added instant replay on home run calls. Now they have finally expanded it to almost every play of made on the field could be challenged, and I think that is probably the best thing they could do right now to help out, you know, Major League Baseball as fans, as players, as coaching staffs, and even as umpires. It saves time on the games, number one, which is a big point. Also, it's, it keeps everybody at peace and at ease. There are no more rushing out onto the field, yelling at the umpires. No players are going to be getting ejected or suspended for doing something to an umpire. So this will cut down on suspensions. It'll cut down on ejections. And, you know, it's really a very efficient and easy way to get the calls right, especially on the baseball field. Another positive thing that Major League Baseball has done to its rule books regarding scoreboard replays, clubs will now have the right to show replays of all close plays on its ballpark scoreboard, regardless of whether the play is reviewed. So again, this is a big adjustment that Major League Baseball has made. You know, the fans are a big part of a baseball game, and they could have a big influence if you'd show a close play on a screen, and even the umpires were looking at it. The fans could be screaming, you know, review the play, can convince the manager, can convince anybody, and at least this would give teams, umpires, actually a closer look as to what really happened without actually having to waste one of those precious challenges. So again, you know, it's really common sense, and I'm happy that Major League Baseball is starting to adopt, you know, new world techniques instead of sticking with old technology and just, you know, sticking with the old times and moving on and, you know, really adopting the new technological advances that we, you know, have available to use. And my final word on the pro part of expanded instant replay is that I believe that it could draw more fans towards the sport of baseball. I mean, think about it. You think that, you know, all the major sports, even NBA, NFL, NHL, they all have similar review systems. And I'm sure a lot of people who watch just, you know, snippets and highlights of baseball always saw managers getting disgusted and argued. And I don't think many people on TV wanted to see some angry old man arguing at another angry old man. I believe that now, without the arguing, without all the conflicts, everyone will be more drawn towards baseball as a nice, peaceful sport that actually adopts new technological advances like all the other major sports in America. So we're going to move on now to our cons or our negative sides of expanded replay, and there are a few that I'd like to mention. First off, many critics of the new system are criticizing the fact that there will be a third party reviewing the play and making the final decision. Many would like to see the actual umpires on site view it, and unfortunately, that is not going to happen, at least not for this year. As I mentioned before, all plays will be reviewed by the control center in New York, and they will make the final decision. Now, that is a little controversial, even for me. I mean, I'm wondering, you know, if they screw up the call, it's going to be their fault, not the actual umpire's fault, which I don't like very much. But keep in mind, these people who are making the last-minute calls are actual umpires themselves, really. So there's going to be umpires there in New York, then there's going to be umpires at the game. I really think that's a waste of time right there. And it would be, I think it would be much more efficient if the umpires could just review it right at the stadium and make a final call instead of telephoning or wiring all the way back to New York and asking that umpire's opinion so they can make the final call. So I think that's one thing that the MLB will have to address in the year or in the years to come. Of course, this year they're just going to see how it plays out, so obviously, if this way that they're using now is effective, then I'm sure they're going to keep it. But, you know, it is one thing to think about there. Another possible con about this plan is that many are not happy with the fact that managers are going to be limited on how many plays they can actually challenge. Keep in mind, a manager gets one initial challenge. If they get the challenge wrong, they actually don't get that second challenge. If they correctly get the challenge correct, then, you know, they will get one more. I'm sure, you know, a good part is that after the seventh inning, the crew chief can elect to review any play. But many are saying that a manager should get an infinite amount of challenges, or, you know, more, maybe four or even five. And, you know, I could somewhat agree with that, because there are more than one or two plays in a game that are very highly questionable. I mean, when you look at some games, you could think of four or five plays in the first couple of innings that should all be, up for a challenge. So it's going to be tough for the manager to decide which play they should challenge on and which plays they should, you know, really let go. So, you know, I'm sure in future years there are going to be more challenges available for managers to use. But right now, that is a concern and a possible flaw for Major League Baseball. I'm sure that will be addressed in the coming years as well. One other quick note about the system is that the people in New York may not even get that call right, as you have seen last year. I don't know if you've heard. It was the Indians versus the A's in a big game down the stretch. An A's hitter hit what appeared to be a home run. It ended up being an actual home run, yet when the umpires actually went to review it, they looked up close, and they ended up not calling it a home run, and future replays said and showed that it was a home run. So, I mean, this still has the potential for many human errors. So, I mean, if you see your favorite team challenging a play that you know is right, I wouldn't get too excited until they actually announce what they think, because, again, human error is very possible, especially in this type of system that Major League Baseball has deployed here. Now, in the future, will it be different? Sure. Will they make improvements? I am sure. So, I mean, there are pros, there are cons to this system, but as of right now, I would like to say that I am totally for this system, mostly because it will save a lot of time with arguments and with disagreements, and number two, the calls will be made right. There is no arguing for no reason. If there is an argument, it will be about whether to challenge a play or not, and hopefully, and I could trust the umpires, some umpires, so hopefully the umpires could really, you know, get the calls right and help out a team or help out a manager win a big challenge. And, you know, it's another good part about it, though, is it's a strategic move. You know, baseball is a thinking man's game, and this just makes the manager think more about when I should use this challenge or when's a good time to use it, when's a horrible time to use it, considering that they only have a limited number of challenges. So that's the Saturday night special for tonight. I really hope you did enjoy it. Please leave us some feedback so we know whether to keep it going or whether to just, you know, get rid of it. We always like feedback about our performances here at Sports Talk Chicago. Keep in mind, this is experimental, so hopefully if we get some good feedback, we will see you back here next Saturday. Make sure to look on throughout the website, you know, during the week. We should have a new article, and for sure we will have, you'll hear me again coming up this week for our new podcast. Just make sure, take note, Sports Talk Chicago is on Twitter at ShyTalkSports. And if you want to get the latest updates on posts on Sports Talk Chicago, you can subscribe by email. And every time a new post is uploaded, you will get an email directly sent to your account. And you could get a link right there that will take you right onto the website and view the latest piece. So thank you everybody for listening. I'm John Zagluel, and this was the Saturday Night Special, Take 2.